Parshas Noach, by Rabbi Avishai David. I was zeicha to hear a tremendous yesod from Hagoyin Rabbi Abraham HaKoyin Pam, zeicha tzadik divracha, many years ago. The birth of Noach heralded a new era. Before the emergence of Noach, the klala, or the primordial sin of Adam and Chava, was pervasive. The Torah tells us, Arura ha'adama ba'aburecha, accursed is the ground because of you. Bi'itzavayin toichalena kol yemei chayecha. Through suffering, you'll eat of it all the days of your life. Bekeitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch, the ground will sprout thorns and thistles. The achalta es esav hasadeh, you'll eat the herbs of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you're going to eat bread. So the Torah describes a generation that toiled indefatigably, sowing all kinds of seeds, and yet frustration was built in to their very handiwork. Thorns and thistles emerged. The agricultural work was very physical in nature, but they did not have any agricultural implements. And therefore, as a result, the effort drained them of their energy, engendered frustration. They were physically enervated. And now, with the birth of Noach, the Torah tells us there was a major change that occurred. Vayikra et shemo Noach lemor. He called his name Noach, saying, Zeh, this one, namely Noach, Yinachameinu mimaseinu meyitzvon yodeinu, will bring us nechama, will bring us rest from our work, and from the toil of our hands, min ha'adom asheru Hashem, from the ground that Hashem cursed. So Rashi comments beautifully based on a Medrash Chazal, that prior to Noach there were no agricultural implements. And as a consequence, as I mentioned, when they sowed, thorns and thistles emerged as a result of the klala of Adam HaRishon. During the days of Noach, there was a respite. There was nechama. And the position of Rashi is supported by a Medrash Tanchuma that tells us that Noach was responsible for an industrial revolution. Noach introduced modern agricultural equipment to the world. Clearly, the intent of Noach was to create, to spawn a technological revolution and ease and improve their lifestyle. And that's embedded in the aforementioned pasuk. Vayikra Shemo Noach Lemor Ze Yenachameinu. The term Yenachameinu has in it the name of Noach. Nechama will be engendered. Mimaseinu Meitzvon Yodeinu, from the physical, strenuous labor that they engaged in. So in effect, what Noach introduced according to Chazal was a ruach tanchumim unechama. But the irony of this phenomenon was that instead of this ruach nechama leading to positive behavior, this wind of consolation, instead we discover a denouement and a drastic diminution of the ethical behavior. To such an extent, what the Torah records, Vayinochem Hashem ki yaso es ha'adam ba'aretz, vayis'atzev el libo. Hashem reconsidered, recanted having made man on earth, and he had profound, heartfelt sadness. Notice that this pasuk parallels the earlier pasuk, and there is a lot of parallelisms between the language of this pasuk and the previous one that I cited. The previous one said, Zed Yenachameinu, and now, Vayinochem Hashem. Now Hashem completely did a reversal, as opposed to the Nechama brought about by Noach with the technological revolution. Vayinochem Hashem. Hashem, in effect, recanted, regretted, and Vayisatzev Elibo, parallels the earlier pasuk, Meitzvon Yodeinu, which speaks about the sense of depression that was removed by Noach and the introduction of agricultural equipment. And now, punkfaker, just the opposite. Vayisatze v'libo. The Ramban notes that this generation, with their transgressions, angered and embittered Hashem Yisbarach, so we have moral turpitude, but there's one individual who fights against the stream, and that was Noach. V'Noach matzal chein b'eini Hashem. He found favor in the eyes of Hashem. All of his actions, says the Ramban, were pleasing and sweet. And he, in contradistinction to his entire generation, that angered Hashem Yisbarach, found favor in the eyes of Hashem. But the Torah's description of that generation is vivid and graphic in its wanton and dissolute morality. The earth became corrupt before Hashem and was filled with robbery. And Chazal tell us that Lo nechtam gzardinam el al agezel. That sealed their fate. They were doomed because of robbery, because of thievery. The Torah continues. Vayar Elokim es haaretz v'hinei nishchasa. Hashem saw the earth. It was corrupt. Ki hishris kol basar es darko al haaretz. All flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. Vayomer Elokim lenoach. Hashem said to Noach. Keitz kol basar balafanai. The end of all flesh has come before me. Ki mala'a haaretz chamas v'pneihem. The earth is filled with robbery. V'hinini mashrisam es haaretz. I'm about to destroy them. And Chazal tell us they were guilty of the three cardinal heinous crimes, Gilui Arayis, Shrichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, sexual morality, idolatry, rampant snuffing out of lives. But the bottom line was thievery. And because of these transgressions, their fate was sealed. In that light, said Morenu, Rabbeinu, Agrein HaTzadik, Avram Pam Zatzal, there's a remarkable conclusion to be reached, which has contemporary relevance very much in our day and age. Despite, or maybe because of the technological revolution that Noah had wrought, they became a society of leisure. And in its wake, what followed was moral decay. The Gemara tells in Sanhedrin and Kuf Chesed Aleph that Chazal say the Dor HaMabul became arrogant because of the plenty, because of the cornucopia vouchsafed to them by Hashem Yisbarach. So Hashem Yisbarach said, with all the good that I accorded to them, what are they doing? They're angering me. And this is a phenomena that all of us are familiar with throughout the millennia. From the days of Noach, Adayom Azeh, till this very day, workers and their cohorts have been dreaming how to shorten their work day, how to lighten their burden, how to make life easier for themselves. All new types of technology and creative leisure activities have emerged and constantly emerged. Ein beis medrash below chidush. Of course, that refers to Talmud Torah. But lahavdil, mi'alfalfi abdolos, in the area of technology, there are constant chidushim. New technologies, and they are designed to provide us with recreational and relaxation opportunities, more R&R, to hopefully give us more time. And the obvious question that begs to be asked is, from the time that all these new technological innovations were introduced, did we actually make progress in the ethical realm, in the moral realms? Is there greater integrity as a result of all this? Did we learn to use our time more constructively? Or did we simply create new sporting and leisure activities to burn away the additional time? And thus we fell into a snare of squandering and frittering away our valuable time. The Mishnah writes in Ksubis, Habatola mevia l'deshiyamum. Idleness leads to boredom. And there the Shulchan Aruch paskins that one who enjoins his wife from doing work is obligated to divorce her and pay her a ksuba. The Netziv in his Tshuva, the Meshiv Dabar, describes the Shemitah year as being a profound opportunity for farmers to set up an entire structure of learning so they would not suffer from ennui. And the Netziv was very exacting regarding the halacha of Shemitah. The Netziv was very opposed to the Heter Mechira, despite the profound economic crisis that prevailed. He didn't permit any work to be done during the Shemitah year, but he saw it as a golden opportunity, his damnut paz, for farmers to devote their entire year to Limud HaTorah and Avodas Hashem. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Isuri Biyah, in Perech Beis Halacha Chaf Aleph, a very stern kind of asara. Chazal say, if one wants to be free of Ihuri Avera, of sinful thoughts, let him direct himself and his thoughts to the study of Torah. Let him expand his intellectual horizons, because thoughts of sexual morality only surface in a lay panu michachma, a heart that's devoid of wisdom. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Tshuva there has a very original, creative, and beautiful understanding of the brachas and klalos that are found in Chumash. Hashem gave us, says the Rambam, the Torah. A tree of life. Those who carry out the dictum of the Torah and understand it fully will merit Olam Haba, the world to come. And the Torah promises us, if we carry it out with simcha and a good-hearted spirit and study the chokhmah of the Torah constantly, then Hashem will give us a bracha. What will the bracha be? A removal of all the impediments that prevent us from carrying out the Torah, such as Rachmana Litzlan, machlos, sickness, milchama, war, famine, rov, and the like. Hashem will accord to us all the good that will strengthen our ability to learn Torah, such as economic plenty and opulence and technology, so we shouldn't devote all our days running after material necessities, but we'll be free to learn and perform the mitzvahs in order to be zeicha Olam Haba. But the converse is also true. The Torah has told us, if chas v'shalom, we abandon the Torah consciously and engage in the vanities of time, havel havolim, and not devote ourselves to the study of Torah and shmiras hamitzvos and acts of chesed and the like, then Hashem Yisbarach will punish us with a klala. The klala will be that all these brachos will be removed, and as a result, we will unfortunately and tragically have to devote ourselves to all types of problematica that engulf us. Sickness, and war, and famine. In other words, the idea of a bracha is hatzlacha, prosperity, health, so we can devote ourselves exclusively to the study of Torah and Avodas Hashem. Klala is a state of lack of material success, poor health, anxiety, stress that will impede and infringe our ability to devote ourselves to Avodas Hashem, and thereby, Rachmana Litzlan, lose our ability to be zeicha to Olam Haba, which is the direct function of our learning prowess and our commitment to mitzvahs. The stark contrast between Noach and his generation is very much reflected in these mind-boggling words of the Rambam. The Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, descended to the abyss and nadir of decadence because of their misuse of the most precious commodity in the world. What is the most precious commodity in the world? Time. The use of time, or God forbid, the misuse of time. Bittelsman, Batola. The Chafetz Chaim Zatzal used to say, Zeit is Geld. Time is money. Noach, Rashi quotes, utilized his time constructively to engage in the study of Torah. Rashi in Bereshis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Melamed, Shelomad Noach Torah. So we have to know and recognize this yisod, the value of time. Technology has both a positive and negative side to it. If technology is utilized properly, appropriately, correctly, it could be a boon to our lives. It can redound to our credit. It can enhance our ability to use our time more constructively, to engage in the study of Torah, performance of mitzvahs, and thereby give us entry to Olam Haba. But if chas shalom, time is going to be squandered and frittered away, then Achman al-Litzlan, God forbid, we will have many, many impediments that will be placed in our path, sickness and anxiety and stress, that will prevent us from doing that which we have to do in order to enter Olam Haba. Limud HaTorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos, let it be the will of Hashem that we appreciate and cherish the value of time, and through its instrumentality, Bizeche to Shnei Shulchanos, Olam Hazeh, this world, and Olam Haba, the world to come as well. Halavai, the Rebbeinu Shem should give us Siyata Dishmaya to be Zeche to this Netzach Nitzochim, Amen v'Amen.